hanging up his badge. After 48 years on the job, he's calling it a day. He's a police lieutenant over there at West Fargo. He had 23 people under his command currently. And let's just greet him right now. Greg Warren, welcome to the Drive Time News Hour.
Hey, Jack. Good to hear from you. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing very well. And
good.
Excellent job on that interview. Have you watched it yet?
No, I haven't. I've been taken down. I've had honeydew lists, so I'm just getting those done. So I'll watch it tonight.
Okay. Pretty dang good. One of the things that you said in there was that when you told your dad you wanted to go into law enforcement, he recommended where you should start. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and of course, been in law enforcement, family, and he was in law enforcement at the time, and I wasn't sure what I wanted to do, so we talked about getting to law enforcement, and he said, whatever you do, go work in a jail first. And of course, when he said that, I was like, what do I want to work in the jail for? I want to be a street cop. And for once in my life, I listened to him all the way through, and I did that. And it's probably, Jack, it's probably the best thing I ever did before I really got going with my career.
Why do you say that?
Because you, working in the jail, you learn all aspects. You learn the criminal element, but you also learn that it's just not the criminal element. You learn about people that had hard knocks, that were in the wrong place at the wrong time. They weren't all career criminals. They never are. And you really learn the human aspect and how to deal with it and the criminal element at the same time. And you learn it very fast because you're around it day in and day out. And I would absolutely suggest that to anyone. You spend a year, 6 months, a year. It's a fast learning experience. It really is.
The Cheryl Tendeland and the father, Seya, Tendeland murder and father Seya's pedophile cases were amongst the most significant crimes that you helped to resolve. And so it's not all routine work, is it?
No, it's not. And we're very fortunate in this area, Jack, that when we have these kind of things happen, the egos get hung up at the door and you get a lot of help from everyone. Yeah, it's I have had a great ride because of the incredible people that I've been able to work with through all the years. And there's a ton of them. There really is.
How many chiefs did you work under?
I think five.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all total. Yep. I learned something from all of them, and I know all of them were mad at me at one time or another.
Now, you've noted that because of certain circumstances, while you were on the police department, all the agencies from the area worked together one way or the other, right? Finally, because they used
Absolutely.
To all be totally independent of one another. That changed.
Yes. Yes, it did. Yep. And it was a huge change. I can tell you that when I went to trainings and everything outside of here, whether it's down south, Florida, or wherever, they can't believe that the close working relationships that we have, not only in our state, but with the Minnesota side, and of course with all the specialty teams that we have, whether it's SWAT, narcotics, our child abduction response team, it is really unique how well everybody works together here.
Yeah,
it really is.
They've got the communication systems all hooked in together. It is pretty amazing. One final question for you. Do you golf, fish, travel, have a place in Florida? What's up for the next 48 years?
Well, I don't golf because I'm dangerous. And I do hunt and fish and a little woodworking and odds and ends. And, the first couple of months, Jack, I'm just going to let it flow off the shoulders and leave the doors open. And, you know, I want to do something part-time here and there to keep busy. We have a daughter in Arizona that we'll visit. And, you know, just like we'll do some traveling and who knows where. But and it'll be interesting to see where the next chapter takes us. Well, that's the exciting part.
There are very few words of wisdom I could share with you, but I will say that I retired once too, and here I am talking to you. And what a pleasure it is to talk to you, Greg. Everybody speaks very highly of you, except for those people that don't.
Well, you guys do a great job over there, and I appreciate it. And I've listened to your. To you for years, Jack, and I know you retired and you came back, so who knows, you know, who knows, look out,
Thank,
we'll see what happens.
Thank you very, you wouldn't want a radio job, do you?
Yeah, I don't know, I play music and I play it loud at work, so I don't know if I'd get along there or not, I don't know.
Hired. thank you very much, Greg Warren.
You bet, Jack, you guys take care, have a good week.